The United States and Canada have one of the largest economic partnerships in the world, with trade in a typical year worth $2 billion a day. They also share the world's longest international border. But in early 2020, as part of the COVID-19 pandemic response, that border was closed to all non-essential traffic and remains closed to personal travel to this day. But with more people getting vaccinated on both sides of the border, some are calling for it to be reopened. NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Benedict Moran reports.
Jonathan Azzopardi is the CEO of Laval, a Canadian manufacturer based near Windsor, Ontario.
Now, how's it running, Abbey? Is it running okay?
Yeah. Laval makes parts for hospital beds and components for self-driving cars, but mostly they make molds. That means taking a 25,000-pound piece of steel like this and turning it into a mold like this, which can sell for more than $1 million.
This part here is the side of a truck, but it could be anything. This part takes about 6 months to make, so about 6,000 hours to make.
It's a painstaking process that requires a constant back and forth between Azzopardi's factory in Canada and engineers from American car manufacturers across the river in Detroit. But since March last year, the border has been partially closed, a decision taken by both American and Canadian governments to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Aside from essential workers like truck drivers, medical workers, and others who regularly cross the border, Canada is off limits to temporary visits. So, while truck traffic is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels, travel considered non-essential is down more than 90%. Blocking many people, as Azzopardi says, are crucial to his supply chain.
The movement of goods necessitates the movement of people. Americans coming here to sign off on the product, but also Canadians going there to commission the product. So with all the restrictions, it's basically stopped anybody from crossing the border, has made it almost impossible.
As Azzopardi says, more people should be allowed to cross.
Oh, I'm very worried. We've actually lost about 30% of our business already. My clients are from the United States. So for them to be able to come here and sign off on the product, if they can't do that, they're not going to give us the business. They're going to source that business in the United States, which they can freely move. Or worse yet, they'll just source it to China.
With vaccinations in the U.S. progressing at a record pace, many are calling for the border to reopen.
We have to find a way to safely open up the border ASAP.
But leaders in Canada don't see eye to eye on when that should happen. Canada is in the midst of a third wave. Infection rates are nearly double that of the U.S.
This is not the time to travel. On land borders, as a reminder, anyone who comes to the U.S. land border has already been tested in the U.S. in the last 3 days. Then they have to get tested again. And everyone has to quarantine for 2 weeks and do another test on day 8. We're enforcing very severe consequences for anyone breaking these rules.
COVID-19 is changing.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently came under political pressure to restrict the border even further, seen in this ad from Ontario's Conservative leader, Doug Ford.
Trudeau didn't close the borders when the pandemic started. He didn't close the borders when it got worse.
According to an April poll, most Canadians support a total ban on international travel. That may be because last year, the U.S. was slow to respond to the pandemic, and infections there at first soared. Bill Anderson of the Cross Border Institute at the University of Windsor.
Early in this pandemic, there was a public perception that Canada was being very responsible and the United States was not being responsible at all. There was this fear that Americans coming into Canada would make it so that our infection rates were comparable to their infection rates. Now, of course, we're well into this thing, and the infection rates right here are very high right now in Canada.
Now, despite the border closure, infection rates in Canada are higher than the U.S., and the country has lagged behind with vaccinations. 34% of Canadians have received one dose, but only 3% are fully vaccinated. So while the U.S. is reopening, lockdowns in Canada have gotten even stricter. The Maritimes in eastern Canada had already created their own travel-restricted area. Last month, the government of Ontario also prohibited non-essential travel, setting up checkpoints at the borders with neighboring Quebec and Manitoba. So, talk of reopening Canada's international borders has taken a backseat. Border closure has also impacted friends and families. The U.S. and Canada share the world's longest international border. Much of it is unguarded and looks like this. But it also runs right through many communities. Derby Line, Vermont, and Stanstead, Quebec are effectively one town. The border is only marked by stones. It traverses lawns, this home's chimney, and even goes right through the town's library. This is Canusa Road for Canada, USA. On this side of the road is Canada, on the other side of the road is the United States. There are no checkpoints dividing the two areas. And it shows how in these communities, the border is more of an idea than a physical barrier. With the border closed, Stanstead and Derby Line have been ripped in half.
I have not seen you.
Robin Smith is visiting a friend she hasn't seen in more than a year. Smith stays in Quebec, socially distanced from Scott Wheeler, who is standing 6 feet away in Vermont.
So when do you think, I've heard different theories.
You mean when the border's going to open again?
Historically, there was no physical border here. That changed after 9/11, when security upgrades required residents to cross at official border crossings about a mile away. Typically, many residents still regularly crossed, relying on the other respective side for shopping, entertainment, and seeing friends and family. Since COVID-19, that is no longer possible. Smith used to live in the U.S. while her family was in Canada.
Before COVID, I drove over once or twice a day. I made supper for my parents. My sister lives with my parents. She has handicaps, so it's like a close family. My other sister helps. We do things together. And, we were totally cut off.
When the border closed, she moved to Canada to be with her parents. She is eager to get her old life back in the U.S.
Well, I want it to open again. That's all. I can't really do my job properly. I can't go over and work. I can't just go and get my mail. I can't just go and see my friends.
What many are advocating for is a system that allows for vaccinated Canadians and Americans to cross the border. Canadians say that vaccinated Americans pose less of a risk than Canadians who are traveling from hotspots within their own country.
One proposal is to use a digital vaccine passport or an already existing trusted traveler program like Nexus to verify vaccine coverage. Ideas welcome by Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati.
It's been devastating and eerie to come down this area and to see no people.
Niagara Falls, Ontario normally welcomes some 13 million visitors a year, and the town relies heavily on tourism revenue. Today, the streets are empty.
40,000 people need tourism to be successful to put food on the table. So it's not an option we have to have this season.
In a typical year, millions of American tourists would come to Niagara Falls. They make up about 25% of the total tourist population. But they spend a lot of money, and they bring in about 50% of Niagara's tourist revenue.
While tourist attractions like ferries are operating on the U.S. side, Canada's boats are mothballed.
This has been for over a year. It's been devastating. You know we're going to open. We just don't know exactly when. So let's come up with our phased-in plan for opening the border. And if it means you have to have a vaccine passport, so be it.
North Dakota is now offering free vaccines for truck drivers who transport goods across their border from Canada. Alaska is also sharing. Some are pushing for that aid to be even more widespread. Brian Higgins is the co-chair of the Congressional Northern Border Caucus.
There's a reason why there is a particular problem in Canada today. They don't make vaccines. They are totally dependent on external influences to get the one thing that could address this problem. So we in the United States are sharing vaccines. We can share more.
Within the first few days in office, President Biden signed an executive order directing the U.S. to collaborate with the Canadian government and develop health and safety measures needed to reopen the border. Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland also announced more than $400 million Canadian dollars for a plan to reopen the border. But still, no plan and no timeline has been announced. Back at Laval's factory floor, Azapardi hopes for an announcement that the border restrictions will ease.
Windsor lives and dies by the U.S. economy. And right now, the U.S. economy is doing very good. Now, COVID has done, you know, put a halt on a lot of things, but Americans are still buying. Windsor depends on that. And not just Windsor, Southwestern Ontario depends on that. And right now, we're being left out.